Yeah, there you go. That's Roger Miller and King of the Road. And thanks again to Fergus Carl, head of his sports department. And he'll be on in the morning between 10:30 and 11:30. Just to Hosea Angling Club is looking for new members. So if you want any information on that, and you don't have to be an angler or anything at all, they train and teach and everything. And just look up Hosea, that's hosea.com. I give them a call, 087-41-83208. And just as well, next week, I'm giving you a good week's notice. I'm going to be giving away some free tickets for the Red Hurley show in the Regency Hotel on the 13th. It's Friday night, not on Saturday. So next Friday, I'm giving away the tickets for the show next Friday night, okay? So all you'll need is to give us a call. But just to let you know, that's what's happening. We're giving away three sets by two, so that'll be six tickets we're going to be giving away next Friday. And then studio now have Grace Willance and also two ladies from the group, have Nalina and Katrina. Hey Grace,
how are you doing now?
Hello girls, how are you as well?
Hi.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, Grace, I was just thinking about you on Wednesday. I was saying I should have really arranged to have you in. So what did you do to celebrate the 4th?
I forgot. It was the
4th
of July.
No, please don't say that.
And I did nothing, although I was invited to a barbecue
ages before, and I knew that I couldn't go. But yeah, it sort of dawned on me around 7:30 p.m. that it was the 4th of July as I was midway through typing up financial returns for my project, and I just thought, yeah, that's it. I'm not going to be able to salvage the day. So, but I don't get too excited about it, you know.
I just wondered, you say, that's it. I've spent too much time in Ireland.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. No, I mean, I have to say, America, I'm sure you're watching the news, going through a hard time weather-wise, really. I mean, I complain a little bit here. I make a joke about the weather here, but yeah. It's really tough on the East Coast at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So there wouldn't be much celebrations going on there anyway.
Yeah.
So how are you anyway?
Doing well.
Okay.
We're just sort of in transition between training and making the series, kind of wrapping up all the FITAC assignments. Mm-hmm. So it's an exciting time as we sort of start on the next phase of production.
Okay, and you have Katrina and Aline in with you today. So what, you're doing something extra today, Katrina, you can tell me that.
I know. Yes, we have actually Photoshop hour with Niall, and it was very interesting, something new again. He just showed to us how to work with this program, Photoshop above. And
is that what camera, is the movie camera, or with just still photos?
No, just the photos, how to do, you know, different images, kind of for leaflets or...
Oh, yes, yeah.
Or posters.
Like graphic design?
It's type of. And it's very great, you know, because I actually didn't work much before this program. It's something new for me, and it's good. It's a new skill, actually, you know.
And just in case anybody's listening, if you hear any the buzzing in the background, actually what it is, because of three lovely women in with me today, and they had to put a big fan beside me to keep me cool so I wouldn't get too excited. So, look, and I'm just looking at the two girls there when the first time they come in, how calm and cool and collected they are now. So you're doing a great job there, Grace.
Thank you.
They're full of confidence. Nalina, would that be true to say?
Yes.
You're not nervous anymore?
No, I'm not nervous anymore with you, because you make us very, you're comfortable. So, no, I'm not nervous anymore.
Okay. So how are you enjoying the courses? And what, for instance, today, the extra, is this all welcome to any sort of skills at all you can pick up?
This would be basically how we do marketing and to promote this new program of intercultural culture shots, and how do you make it, you know, because it's not enough just on the radio, but we make the leaflets. So designing the leaflets with the writing. So it's so intricate that I was shocked because I never knew anything about it, and I didn't know how much pain it takes for a person to do it, you know, mm-hmm. And it has been wonderful.
And when you think about that, that sort of marketing, it can apply, that skill can apply to any sort of occupation, really, no matter what it would be.
Yes, because in any skill, marketing is the first thing. Because if you don't have a good sales strategy, I think nothing can be promoted.
Mm-hmm.
So sales strategy is very important.
Okay, and Katrina, have you thought any more about what you're going to do in the future?
In the future? I'm just thinking always, you know, to work out with Grace and just to get, you know, a different, you know, Not programs, but, you know, the themes from programs, different programs, you know, in the future. Mm-hmm. But just work in progress.
Okay. And yourself, Nalina, ideas that you would have for different types of programs?
Yes, I have myself and Ms. Grace has lined up some programs, especially we would be making it for women. So we have spoken to Women's Aid and IFNIS and people using these services and a lot about children as well and the accommodation. Mm-hmm. So we are all working on this, but we're getting everything together. And I hope it works out. It comes out better.
And can I ask you, sorry, Grace, go on.
No, I have to say, Nalini's not giving herself enough credit there because it's really her who's been setting up interviews. And I think just yesterday she was on the phone to Noosha from the Immigrant Council of Ireland and Salome from Akidwa and women from loads of different organizations, from Sunnis Housing to Women's Aid to IFNIS, and has really done a brilliant job. I mean, I think half the battle sometimes in putting together a program is endless phone calls and organizing studio times and interviewees, and I'm really impressed so far with the organizational skills everyone is using to line up their interviews and their programs.
Well, the skills you taught them, Grace, so let us not be too modest. incidentally, the culture, both of you from different countries, remind our listeners where you're from again, Alina.
I'm basically from India, and now Ireland is my second home because I'm here already for 9.5 years.
Okay.
And all of you, the people in Ireland have made me very comfortable, and I'm very happy here now.
Okay, what about you?
From Moldova.
Okay. To the extent when you're here and the type of program you're doing, do you try and inflect your culture into some of the things and want to get the culture of your country out there as well?
Just a little bit,
I mean, Grace can only give us hot dogs and McDonald's. So.
Ouch.
Yes, in these programs, we would like to integrate different cultures together. That's what this whole program is about, which Miss Grace has focused on, intercultural. Mm. So I can get a little of my culture and the Irish culture together, and then we mix it.
You see, I'm getting worried about you, because I don't know whether you're trying to be polite or trying to hint at the fact that she's not married yet. You keep calling her Miss Grace.
No, she actually is very polite.
Oh, is that what she's
a sweet woman.
I said to myself, if I'm getting that, Grace, I don't want everybody doing it, you know what I mean? It's all right for me to be doing it, but not everybody. And Katrina, how important would it be for you for it to sort of, well, when most people come here, people will ask them about their country and stuff like that, and some don't, but you want to get your culture across and maintain it, of course, as well. So do you get that across in your programs? And
yeah, it's a bit hard, you know, but we have to get, you know, a easy way to show up our culture. Because, you know, people from our country, they more interested now to get the Irish culture more, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, at the same time, we have to spread it our culture because it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great. That's what the whole thing is about. Is
yeah.
Okay, lastly, we'll get back to Grace again.
Yeah.
Do you have Nana?
Wait.
Yeah. What did you do wrong with Grace since I saw you last?
What did I do to them?
She's our master.
I said, we have to get back to Grace, and she went, yeah. is there a particular day, say, like with Grace and like us with Patrick's Day, is there a day in India that you have that you can celebrate in Ireland once a year, sort of thing?
Diwali or Holi. Diwali would be the festival of lights,
okay.
And Holi will be the festival of colours. And so that's very much celebrated here in Ireland.
What time of that year that is that?
Diwali would be something around September to November.
Okay.
And Holi would be somewhere in the March.
Okay. And is that an overt sort of celebration, like it'd be out in the open and loads of people would be able to see, or
is
it a private sort of celebration?
No, it's a very open celebration because Diwali, everybody hangs out lamps. It's really a festival of lights. So the whole in India, the whole roads and all the houses are lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And Holi would be the festival of colors. So everybody's putting colours on each one. It'll be very nice, yes.
Great.
It changes the environment.
I must have a look at that. Katrina, what about yourself? The particular day, is there?
Yes, we have it 28 or 29. As Grace, I forgot the day. They've been this day. I know the 30th August is the language day.
Do you know the month that it...
August, August, end okay. of the August. 27, maybe 27. I don't want to confuse you, but it's the end of the just, August.
Okay, we skip over and say, what is it about?
It's Independence Day, as USA Independence. It's just, okay. you know, great meeting with people.
National celebration.
Yeah, okay. different concerts. And in the autumn, we have a wine day. Wine festival, which is very good. I don't know exactly when it's celebrated this because it's a new.
Well, the Irish will love that.
Yeah. Because a very good Moldavian girl start to create our association, you know, kind of people from Moldavian background to come and to make this association and somehow to organize this day in Ireland. It's a bit in our heart, but anyway.
Okay, it's great. I mean, it's absolutely terrific.
Yeah. We will announce you.
Okay, don't forget. And let me know. Sure, we've seen you before then. And it's great to see that, even though I'm much, much older than you are, and I forget things, that young people can forget things as well. I mean, Grace forgot it was 4th of July 2 days ago. You've forgotten about August, and this is only July. So, I mean, the beginning of July. so there you go. Listen, girls, thank you very much for coming in. And I hope to talk to you again. Incidentally, when does the next round start? Has it started?
Yeah, well, we should be making programmes shortly, but the last group is still making programmes. And if I can just plug this Monday's programme really quickly. Yeah. It features an interview with Dearon Cooney, who was a volunteer with Voluntary Service International's European Service Programme. And she went to Georgia, and she talks a bit about the Abkhazian conflict, the culture there, working with young displaced, internally displaced people, and can gives a lot of background and also plays some beautiful Georgian music.
That's half six to seven.
That's half six to seven on Monday, yes.
Okay. Culture Shots, half six to seven. Great programme. Listen, girls, and Alina, Katrina and Grace, thank you very much.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Download the podcast.